BibleOven.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Your phone calls until the bottom of the hour. Then I'm going to suspend calls for the balance of the transmission, the last 30 minutes. And I want to not just go over the fact that there's a planetary world government that is setting up a global carbon tax to destroy all industry so that populations are unsustainable, but the mindset of these people and why they're doing it. They are not doing it to even help the planet. And they're on record bragging about this. But they're low-level minions that follow this Gaia religion. They are doing it for the planet. And so we need to stop being children here and stop denying this is going on. I have posted scores of textbooks, government documents, United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 96, 89, State Department Memorandum 200, the books written by His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Charles' father, Queen of England's husband. I mean, there's thousands of these. I made a film about it, a two-hour, 40-minute film called Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Stop denying this. If you're driving along in your car listening in Los Angeles or Chicago or Austin, Texas or Miami or Buffalo, New York, stop living in denial. If what I'm saying is true, isn't this the only issue? Isn't this the most important issue? This is why they're setting up world government, why they're bankrupting the world economy. And they brag and say they are. They say that's why they have CPS, is to take your kids and sterilize them. That's what CPS was set up for almost 90 years ago in this country. Hitler got all his ideas from these people. The head of science for Obama, the head of his science office, openly writes a book called Eco-Science, calling for forced sterilization, forced abortion, a worldwide police state, and poisons in the water to sterilize you. And now most people are sterile or near sterile. And we've named specifically what they're doing and how they're doing it. The UN's been caught adding hormones to tetanus shots that sterilize women. Mainstream news. They're doing it. I said I'd take calls. Let's go to calls. Let's talk to George in Texas. George, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Alex. When I lived in Florida, I remember I worked for a nursing home for a year. And, I couldn't understand why they were pulling feeding tubes out of young people who had strokes and stuff. And like you said, they were asked for water and we were told nothing by mouth. And it was all done in the consulting of a bioethicist.
Bioethicist, transhumanist, the Eugenics Quarterly openly wrote, we're changing our name, and they changed their names to this, and now they govern and rule things. They're outside government. They're the new priest class, and even the Wall Street Journal's written, last time I checked, it was like a 20-part series by Wesley Smith, where the people are begging for food and water and are murdered by the government. They're not killing vegetables. They're murdering people all coast to coast who can talk and naming them. I know, it's hardcore, but we're not just talking about them. They are killing the general public with soft-kill weapons. Go ahead.
Well, even, too, I had an encounter with George Filos, Michael Schiavo's lawyer, and I'll tell you one thing. You want to see eugenicists? That guy is sick.
Who?
He's the one who's George Filos, Michael Schiavo's attorney who had his wife starved to death.
I know who he is now, and I appreciate your call, George. They used her because it looked like she was brain dead, but then it turned out she wasn't, to kind of refute, don't brush her teeth, don't give her water by mouth, took her 15 days to die. Poor Terry had her family on many times, and it's just nightmarish.
I mean, it's the same guy who called Terry beautiful when she was sitting there starving to death.
No,
eugenicist.
I hear you. I appreciate your call, George. Let's talk to Sherry in Texas. Sherry, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know, according to this this document I have, it's the Image Archive on the American Eugenics Movement. By 1917, Congress had expanded the legal definition of those, quote, likely to become a public charge, included all idiots, imbeciles, feeble-minded persons, epileptics, insane persons, persons of constitutional psychopathic inferiority, and mentally or physically defective. Now, I mean, that's pretty, you know, subjective, I would say.
Well, let me just stop you, ma'am. That's public eugenics. 34 states, you know, all covered in Endgame, 34 states passed laws. They sterilized hundreds of thousands for decades that we know of. They would kill babies. They would take women who made below B pluses and sterilize them. We even have the official report cards. They would have good race contest. And then Hitler picked up on all this from the U.S. and England. And the Rockefellers funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. They funded the Cold Springs Harbor facility, now run by IBM and the human genome. The head of the genome had to step down 2 years ago when he said blacks weren't human at IBM. And, of course, that was covered in Endgame before he had to step down. So, you know, we're ahead of the curve here. But the issue is they tell the general public, oh, we're only killing the blacks, the Mexicans, and the stupid whites, which is bad enough. But for racists, they need to know, no, they advertise it as positive and negative eugenics. We're going to breed the elite to live longer, be smarter, be better looking, be healthier. But we're also going to then sterilize and exterminate and force abort. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg, by the way, is in the Associated Press saying we got to keep abortion to get rid of the stupid people. So this is very liberal and loving. And like Margaret Sanger saying blacks are subhumans, need to be killed. Most, you know, many black public schools, the one I went to in Dallas was named Margaret Sanger Elementary. So it's about worshiping those that murder you. It's so liberal and loving. Again, a real Nazi doesn't wear a Nazi uniform. They come with a ponytail and Birkenstocks and go, hi, I'm liberal. Oh, I have a shot. Oh, yeah. See, that's how this, I'm serious, folks. It's so sickening. I mean, it's hard to stay calm when you talk about this, but they advertise positive and negative eugenics. That's not even eugenics. Real eugenics is about targeting the intelligent. Because they say, well, we're going to have rogue, intelligent Northern Europeans and Jews and some Japanese. I don't agree with this. This is their view. And so we've got to recruit a few of them, but dumb down and sterilize the rest. We're going to do that with sodium fluoride, heavy metals in the water, chemical weapons, chemtrail spraying, and they say it. So the point is they're hitting everybody, and their main target is Northern Europeans. This is actually being run by Northern Europeans. You understand, ma'am?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What do you think of that?
I think it's horrible. I think it's whenever I read that, I was just so horrified I couldn't even answer for a while on the forum. I'm a moderator for the eugenics section, and I couldn't even believe what I was reading because he's the head of the science for the entire country, isn't he?
Yes, and he still says sterilize women forcibly. We need eugenics police that come
that
and murder your babies.
Right?
Pardon me?
He wrote that a long time ago, right?
Yes, he wrote it in 77, but he's the head of the green carbon tax, and he says it so you'll have less children. They're now implementing it. California is getting rid of the tax credit when you have a family or are married. See, and next
really?
It'll be like China started in 1975 with a tax to have kids. Australia is now proposing, and I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Sherry. They are now proposing a tax. In fact, people won't believe that. Google it for them right now. Search engine it. Australia, tax children for carbon footprint or children bad for carbon footprint. See, folks, none of this is my opinion. I couldn't make stuff up like this. And the reason I'm so freaked out today is I already have hundreds of their documents and textbooks, but they'll put a piece here or put a piece there. Or I'll have a government document about them putting stuff in the water to sterilize us. Or I'll have them on CNBC saying we ought to put stuff in the water to sterilize people, or we ought to put Prozac in the water. And now they've been caught doing it. It's that it's all in this textbook, How to Do It for World Government. This is a policy textbook for continual education for university heads. And And there's university heads listening everywhere. They get off on this power. They're like, well, we have to do it for the earth. But that's a mid-level compartmentalization. At the top, it's all about control and power and controlling the future.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
If you just search engine Bertrand Russell or Julian Huxley and planetary government eugenics, they're going, yes, it's sad, but we have to kill everybody. I'm going to have Aaron Dykes in here next segment to read a few of those quotes. But when I tell you they're proposing a baby tax in the U.S., England, Canada, Australia, Europe, pretty much everywhere the banks control things, because the banks are the eugenicists. So they set the policy in the big international banks. Baby tax needed to save planet, claims expert. And so I just told the guys, I said, Google search tax on babies, carbon tax. And there it is on screen for you. That's the News of Australia, news.com. Now, I could go on for hours, folks. If you're a new listener and you're going, what's this guy talking about? The shadow government that since 1947 has operated in total secrecy admits in its own textbooks and documents, hundreds and hundreds I have from the U.S. government alone, that they're putting poisons in your water. When you hear the term fluoride in your water, that is, by federal law, a cover name for over 200 chemicals, lead, mercury, arsenic, sodium fluoride. And these are the best chemicals they found to sterilize people, and hence we do have the sterilization. And I have government documents where Russell and others talk about how they want to sterilize us with fluoride in the water. I have the University of Texas at Austin in the 30s. 1934 fluoride study about how it's a great overall drug because it sterilizes and dumbs you down and makes you docile. Pulitzer Prize winning books from World War II. One of them gets into how they use it in the death camps. You are being given death camp Kool-Aid. But that's not me. That's Obama's science advisor. I mean, go read the book he wrote, the government textbook, the policy level report, ladies and gentlemen. Get past the denial. In fact, I'm going to put that on screen for folks at PrisonPlanet.tv so they can see it for themselves. Eco-science, population, resources, environment. Go read where he pushes and talks about how they got to have forced abortions and forced sterilization and put stuff in the water to sterilize you. Oh, and the cancer viruses and the vaccine. Let's go ahead and talk to Ray in Colorado. Ray, you're on the air.
This week, Deutsche Welle, the German news site, had a mini documentary shot by their social welfare people, and it showed a pregnant 30-something woman who had 8 children who was on the government dole, and their premise was because she was unrestricting her reproduction that they had a right to go in and stop it because they were providing everything for her. And, of course, they showed her as making poor choices here and there, and I think they did it on purpose because most people
admit it. Ma'am, that's exactly right. That was in my list of points I wanted to make. I'm glad you brought it up, is that they admit in their internal documents, we've got to socially educate the public, use examples of bad parents with lots of kids,
set
the precedent to take their kids with CPS, to then set up a society where all children are basically raised by the state, where the kids are at government-controlled schools even after hours, 12, 15 hours a day, only sleep at home during the next phase. Then the next phase, we fully take the kids away. This is incremental domestication. China already has that model. They adopted for IMF and World Bank money these rules in 1981. And yes, ma'am, we are now under those. And I have an AP article I was trying to dig out with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Here it is. Justice Ginsburg says she originally thought Roe v. Wade was designed to limit populations that we don't want to have too many of, like blacks and Mexicans. Isn't that nice? Here, zoom in on her. Now, again, this is liberal. I mean, ma'am, you're a racist if you want the blacks breeding, okay? You've got to become liberal. Oh, it's so liberal.
Well, Alex, I just brought this up because Deutsche Welle acted like, oh, shame on her, and my personal opinion is if she can't afford one child, she should not have 9. But
well, the point is, obviously, the woman's probably a lazy fat hog on welfare. But if you don't have a big government pimp system where everybody's got to pay for other people, then
exactly,
all of us aren't in this big pool together, all micromanaged and controlled. They don't want to control her with the 8 kids. They want kids to CPS to do medical experiments on, and they brag about that, calling them subhuman. What they really want is to go after the smart and intelligent, as their internal documents say. That's why they target the kids that raise their hand and speak up a lot, the leadership males and females. That's why it's the wealthy parents giving their kids the Gardasil shot that just so happens to be sterilizing them and killing them. Oh, don't believe me? Google Gardasil killing girls. We'll show you mainstream news.
Well, I just wanted to verify that Deutsche Welle had this on, like, isn't this a good thing? We're going to take her kids away. So you're right. It's all over, and it's coming here.
And thank you. God bless you, Ray. And I want to point out, again, it's all sold like it's to save the earth. It's for the earth. It has nothing to do with that. Their genetic engineering, their cross-species planting, the toxic waste dumping, deforestation, some of that is a real problem. Overfishing in the ocean is a serious problem in many regions. There are some problems. The land does need to be left fallow sometimes, rotated. But that has nothing to do with this. This is about race. This is about controlling the future. This is about extermination and world government. Let's talk to Scott in Washington and Dr. Kelly, Al, and others. Let's talk to Scott. Go ahead, Scott.
You know something? I think this, my question is probably going to piss off a lot of people who are into this. And I don't know, maybe it's just me or something, but...
Maybe they need to just kill themselves. I mean, if they want to kill babies and then there's too many people, how about they lead the way? Is that what you were about to say?
No, what I was referring to is this this Zeitgeist Addendum movie. And it seems to me maybe it's just me, but it seems like there's... just
oh, there's going to be a global government run by a robot that'll heal the Earth and I'll have to be sent for re-education, the maker of it said.
Yeah,
what's wrong with re-education? Look, I appreciate your call, Scott, but we're not talking about that right now. Okay, but re-education is wonderful. We're going to come back, talk to Dr. Kelly, Al, and a few others. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. But listen, if you're a new listener and you're like, what's this guy yelling and screaming about? The guy, the individual, John P. Holdren, who is the president's head of science and technology for the entire federal government, openly wrote a book, a textbook-level book for government and academics, a policy book for world government for forced sterilization, forced population reduction, and then we've proven in their other documents through vaccines and things, they're sterilizing us, giving us cancer. This is serious. And I'm just begging listeners out there to please investigate more. Michael Jackson dying should not be the biggest story of the year. This story right here from the London Telegraph. Michael Jackson's death is officially the second biggest internet news story of the 21st century, according to new figures. Only the election of President Barack Obama, another non-issue, just a new puppet, to the White House eclipsed the death of the king of pop at the age of 50, research by global language monitor GLM found. Jackson's death received more coverage than the Iraq War, 9-1-1, and the global financial meltdown, last year's Beijing Olympics, Hurricane Katrina, and the death of Pope John Paul II, and the tsunami. All that's happened in the last 9 years. Now, the bankers are imploding the world economy to bankrupt you so you go into government control and go onto the government proboscis, going to the government milk-producing unit to get you dependent so they can then bust a cap in your butt. This is soft kill weapons. This is full-spectrum dominance. I'm Alex Jones.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All
canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hello. Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Few minutes, but if you want to go to Amazon.com, you can buy EcoScience Population Resources Environment. They're proud of it. University level textbook for policymakers about how to poison the food and water, how to spray the air, how to kill babies, how to grab babies away from mothers with a CPS and kill them. And it's liberal and loving and good, and they really care about you. As well as Planned Parenthood, run by Margaret Sanger, who was worshipped by Hitler, is so liberal and good. Aaron, you had a few. Aaron Dykeson here in the office had a few quotes there from good old Bertrand Russell, also worshipped by the liberals, about scientific dictatorships and eugenics, that Obama's science director saying the carbon tax is neo-feudalism so they can control every facet of the economy and bankrupt us so we can't afford to have kids. Get us off the ranches, off the farms, into the compact cities. Get us all on welfare, and then under the rule, I'm sorry, everybody's paying for you. You can't have kids. Meanwhile, we're drinking poison in the water and being sterilized, and our young girls are drinking GMO milk and going into puberty when they're 5 years old and then dying of breast cancer when they're 25. I guess it's fun to be under a soft kill weapon attack.
It's frightening, and the state is going to decide who can reproduce, take the babies from the teen mothers. But, yeah, one of the frightening things I noticed when looking up Holdren's background is that he's a member of the Pugwash Conference, which was Bertrand Russell's organization. And, you know, this whole thing about the world society deciding over sterilization and eugenics reminds me of this Bertrand Russell quote where it says, "A scientific world society will be necessary to find ways of preventing an increase in world population. It cannot be stable unless there's a world government. If this is to be done otherwise than by wars, pestilence, and famines, it will demand a powerful international authority."
And that's what State Department Memorandum 200 says. It says it's our policy to use wars, famines, and sterilization and IMF and World Bank money, bankrupt the countries, by design, it says, to then force them to castrate the men and to tie the tubes of the women. Because in the third world, they don't want you getting hooked back up. They just grab you and cut them off. And this is what's really going on. But here, they hit us through the water supply. And here's Obama's advisor saying, put it in the water.
Yeah, it's and the two most extreme eugenicists I've come across is Bertrand Russell, who calls for a return of the Black Plague, and this Paul Ehrlich guy who will go to every means possible. And this Holdren, it has background roots with both of them. And the
but then we have his book, his policy book, which, I mean, the quotes are all here. It says compulsory abortions carried out against the will of the pregnant women, as is commonplace in communist China. It says putting chemicals in the food and water to forcibly sterilize the population. Implement a system of involuntary birth control where both men and women would be mandated to have an infertility device implanted in their body at puberty and only have it removed temporarily if they receive permission from the government to have a baby. This is him on record. This is his quotes. Permanently sterilizing people who the authorities deem to have had too many children or who have contributed to general social deterioration. And again, this is common. This is, you know, supposedly common sense. I guarantee you there are people listening on the radio going, yeah, there are too many dumb, poor, stupid people we got to pay for. Well, don't pay for them. Don't have a government welfare system to pay. But see, the eugenicists set that up. They said, well, to get them domesticated. And they say, at first, this will cause them to breed and do all this, but we're doing that to domesticate them so we can then just wipe them all out once they're fully dependent on us. So, see, in the first phase, they get you dependent, as the Royal Commission says. In the next phase we're now entering, they start doing the soft-kill weapon system where 25-year-olds are dying of cancer and have Alzheimer's. And then they talk about that here as well. They would all be overseen by a transnational, centralized, planetary regime that would utilize a global police force, these are quotes, to enforce the measures outlined above. The planetary regime would also have the power to determine population levels for every country in the world. Compulsory population control laws, even including laws requiring compulsory abortion, could be sustained under the existing constitution if the population crisis became sufficiently severe to endanger the society. And he said in 77, we'll use the threat of global warming to push this, which they admit isn't even real.
That's right.
And then they're going to cover. Now, all these years we've been exposing chemtrails. There was the Nobel Prize winner. We're actually making a film about this. In 92, a gentleman in the U.S. wins a Nobel Prize for saying, spray barium salts and aluminum dioxide mixed with jet fuel. That will disperse it, block sun rays, and cool the earth. But then climatologists and scientists said, putting this nuclei out will actually, on average, increase the heat of the earth because the ultraviolet goes through, bounces back up, and is captured. Since they implemented this on a planetary scale in 96, the Earth has gotten 20% darker, according to NASA. You can Google that term. And it shows all the jet trails. Jet trails didn't start condensating and staying for more than a few minutes till the mid-90s. We had this tested. Many mainline news groups did. You know, mainstream news did and said it's barium salt aluminum dioxide. The government said none of it exists. You're crazy. Ice trails now form at 2,000 feet in the middle of the summer, which they don't. Then, suddenly starting 3 months ago, Obama's top science advisor, this gentleman, John P. Holdren, calling for the forced sterilization, the spraying, the putting stuff in the water and the food to sterilize us, he comes out in AP. In fact, Google this for people on screen at prisonplanet.tv. For everybody else out there listening on the radio, Google this for yourself. Obama's science advisor says, terraform Earth to stop global warming, or says, Obama science chief says release pollutants to cool Earth. You'll get AP, Reuters, all of it. But the issue is then they come out in the Wall Street Journal and say it's time to cool the planet and say barium salts, aluminum dioxide, exactly what we've been saying they've been spraying. So we're these crazies making this up. Now they come out and go, oh, we have been having thousands of universities and Department of Energy and other governments have been spraying since the early 90s as a test. All of this testing, spraying deadly chemicals on us that just so happen to cause Alzheimer's, other degenerative neuro diseases with the neurons in the brain and the rest of the body, the entire nervous system, central nervous and the general nervous system. Now exactly what we said they were doing is what they've announced, but it was only a test. The real program is about to begin, and Atlantic Monthly comes out with images of giant blimps changing the entire atmosphere, which the climatologists say, and the weather warriors we've had on, like Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, saying this will actually destroy the environment. So they're actually going to screw things up so there is a global meltdown so people can't have crops with controlled droughts and floods to then say, see, we got to have a world government for the floods and droughts they created. These guys are problem, reaction, solution terrorists. They create the crises to offer the solution. Aaron Dykes.
Yeah, and Bertrand Russell says in the same quote that these international authorities will control food, and if the population of one nation should go up, they're going to reciprocate by withholding food, you see? So they're going to control populations through food.
Which is the GMO, which they continue to study the GMO, and they've manipulated and changed genes of the plants to create chemicals that sterilize all mammal species. And so, again, the sperm counts plunged by over 80%. Women are infertile by over 80%. They're already doing it. We are now under attack.
But that's fine if
AIDS is engineered.
That's fine if humans are hurt by barium salts, aluminum oxide, and this other stuff. Because climate change, remember, as they said in the Club of Rome quote, is just the symptom. It's humanity that's the problem.
And they said, the head of the CFR, while writing for the Club of Rome in 1992, Richard N. Haass, said it's a double pincer. Stage terror will be used for the police state to build it, but that police state's really to carry out the forced sterilizations and the green tax and the new home inspections and the control. Okay, the other side of the pincer is the environmental movement and is the new priesthood. And they found the article with him. The first time he had a meeting with the press, he said, we got to terraform the planet. Keep going, Aaron. I'm trying to find the blimp image.
Well, it's just that his very quotes say they're going to seize the children and that the parents will have to then go apply to be parents, basically.
That's it.
It's Nazi Germany.
It's pre-crime. And Obama says everybody's going to be under pre-crime now. And the New Freedom Initiative says all kids will be drugged and all kids will basically be taken. And everybody who does Head Start gets three CPS visits a year, and they're trying to make Head Start mandatory now. When we get back, I'm going to find here it is, the Kim Trail, moving heaven and earth. Here it is in Atlantic Monthly, saying they're going to have giant blimps surveilling us and Kim trailing us. I mean, they're hitting us hard, and then the yuppies have been preconditioned that none of this exists, so they can't even resist. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Hello. Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My friends, something else you can go search engine and pull up. It was President Bush's task force that he set up on the environment, and it was headed up, among other people, by Paul Ehrlich, founder of Zero Population Growth, who is one of the people that wrote the book with this individual, Obama's chief science advisor, John P. Holdren. So the co-author of the book, the government textbook about forced sterilization, forced abortion, world government, carbon taxes to control us, he's George Bush's advisor. See, I mean, that's my point, is it's all these people. This is the program. This is what the shadow government works on. This is what they do. And I showed you the Times of London with David Rockefeller, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, all these other people, quote, meeting in secret. Rich meet in secret to discuss population reduction. This is what they're setting up. This is what they're doing. And all I can do is beg the listeners out there to warn people and to get the word out to everybody and to make this a big issue. You know, they say, oh, trust the government. Take vaccines. The government that was caught giving black men syphilis and letting them die of it over 45 years. A government that was caught radiating 4,000 plus U.S. foster children to death and radiation tests. A government in Project Shad that killed hundreds and hundreds of U.S. soldiers with chemicals, biologicals, and radiologicals, knowing it would kill them. And they did that to create cadres of killers. When I showed Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement in Austin, Texas, at Alamo Draft House on South Lamar 2 years ago, one of the chief people in Rick Perry's office showed up. And he said, I heard Rick Perry's in the film. I'm a listener of the show. I wanted to see it. Because it was about, part of it's about Rick Perry going to Bilderberg, just 5 minutes of it. And he said, I want you to know that 14 years ago, I was at Fort Sam Houston down in San Antonio as a medic. And they brought in these special forces troops. They gave them shots. And 3 days later, they were all dead. We had to put on decon suits, go in, spray chemicals everywhere, strip out the entire barracks. And he said, I know this stuff's real. Folks, psychopathic control freak killers are running our government and our society. Now, I know we have Dr. Kelly, that's what the caller's calling themselves, Al, Chris, Jeff, Paul, Tom, Ronnie, Rob, Ed, and others. Here's what's going to happen. We're on the AM and FM dial for another 7.5 minutes right now. Then the show ends. But internet only at prisonplanet.tv and on the free streams at infowars.com, I'm going to do 10 minutes only, because I got other stuff I got to do in meetings, and some of my guys got to go to family barbecues and stuff. So we're going to do 10 minutes to take the rest of your calls. What's funny about that? It's true. You guys said you had to go to barbecue. It's very Al-Qaeda-ish. You know, we're evil going to barbecues. We're not putting poison in your water. You know, we got to have a world government. We got to have a police state because Al-Qaeda might put poisons in the water. Meanwhile, the head of Obama's whole water program is saying poison the water. This is what's covered in my film Endgame. But his new textbook is out. What these psychopaths believe in is out. Now, this played on ABC, and I can't find it anywhere on YouTube, so we're going to play a clip of it here for you, because I showed you the Times of London headline where the elite were meeting in secret for world population reduction. Now, that was in the British news, Times of London, London Guardian both reported it. In the U.S., it was just, oh, the rich people are meeting in secret to talk about helping black people. Oh, isn't it sweet? And they show some black people. And, oh, sweet. I wonder why 45% of them in those countries have HIV. Oh, Bill Gates has a shot for them. His dad heads Planned Parenthood, and Bill Gates is a eugenicist on record. Oh, and Diane Sawyer's, how sweet these rich people are. And Oprah cares, too. Oh, so here's that clip. So sweet of them.
The price of admission is $1 billion and a philanthropic heart. And that meets the pricey requirements recently held in a
start over. Hold on. You heard her. The price of admissions is $1 billion and a big heart. It's so sweet. They've given over $100 billion. Last time I checked, it was over 65 with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Warren Buffett alone for this eugenics foundation. And the foundation is how to release mosquitoes with vaccine in them so you can't escape. And then, you get the shot and suddenly you can't have kids and you got HIV. Oh, it's so sweet. But see, this newscast doesn't tell you. They're sweet. It's called the good group. ABC News article, because it's the good group. And Bill Gates is always posing like, in every picture, it's, my daddy heads up Planned Parenthood and was in an Army black ops. I'm an IBM front company for the Eugenics Trust set up by Mr. Watson when he died, the admirer of Hitler in 54. I'm an IBM front for eugenics. I gave, hundreds of billions of dollars total to help the blacks. Oh, I'm Bill Gates. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
Price of admission is $1 billion and a philanthropic heart. And that meets the pricey requirements recently held in a secret meeting, a private meeting in New York City. ABC's John Berman has the scoop on who was there and what was going on.
Behind closed doors on this New York campus, a secret gathering of some of the world's most powerful people. Gates, Buffett, Bloomberg, Winfrey. It was like, it was like the Super Friends.
Oh. In the great hall of the Justice League,
in the great
there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes.
Together with others
Batman,
in the meeting.
Robin, Aquaman, the Justice Friends, the Justice League, all these eugenicists. And maybe Oprah Winfrey's a useful idiot they're trying to suck in, but she's involved in all this weird new age world government crap as well. But this is so sick. I mean, I know these two are top eugenicists, Buffett and Gates. And they also show David Rockefeller as the Flash. He's got a lightning bolt on his chest, which is fitting. I mean, it's in the Encyclopedia Britannica, under eugenics, it says the Rockefeller family started it, funded Hitler, run the human genome. It's them, baby. Oh, they're always killing people in tests, but oh, let's take shots they gave us. They love us. Stop being so naive, idiots. Your lives depend on this. This scum thinks you're stupid and won't wake up and stand up. I'm risking my life to tell you this. We need to have a debate about this. Humanity needs to discuss this. I mean, the very same people calling for eugenics are calling for chemtrailing us after they denied it existed. They're spraying us with poison. I'm living in the Twilight Zone episode. You don't think I'm not selfish? You don't think I don't want to take time off and have fun with my family and my wife and kids? But I can't, folks. You think I like facing these fears? What does life matter if you end up living a worthless life and don't stand up to tyranny out of fear? We have no future. We got to stand up against this. Back it up as they show them as superheroes. I mean, how disgusting. Show it again. Here it is. This is sick.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League,
there are
assembled the world's four greatest heroes.
Together with others at the meeting, including George Soros, Ted Turner, David Rockefeller, they're worth more than $125 billion.
To have been in the room and see this meeting of the minds really would have been a fascinating thing. That much money, that much power around one table, it begs the question, what were they doing? What were they scheming? Total world domination?
This group, together for 6 hours, was talking about charity, education, emergency relief, global health.
All my friends are philanthropic. Well, they probably wouldn't be my friends.
An official at the Gates Foundation told ABCNews.com the overwhelming reason for the meeting was need. That was the issue that galvanized everyone to participate. Together, they've given away $70 billion since 1996. And with the sagging economy, their help could be just what struggling charities need.
Charities are hurting, and somebody has to speak for all these charities. And if they want philanthropy to be robust in the future in the United States, these are the people where you really want to be talking about it.
The new Superman and Wonder Woman, the super rich friends, not fighting bad guys, but fighting for good nonetheless.
Good morning, America. John Berman, ABC News. That's enough. Now, the Times of London said billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation and talks about the same meeting. By John Harlow, Los Angeles. It's global health. See, in their weird lawyer speak, it's the globe's health to get rid of all these people. But it isn't even about that. They say it's about the elite having access to the life extension technologies that they believe if they can extend their lives another 20, 30 years, the technology will be so advanced, they're all on record saying this, that it'll be unlimited life extension, but the public can't have access. So they're already suppressing the technologies that are the bridge to this system. In the national security reservations above the technological development that we're pretty much frozen in. This is the real world. This is what affects your family. They're putting poison in your food. They're putting poison in your water. They're carrying out these operations. I just documented it with the president's own head of science calling for your poor sterilization. Great job, crew. This is the end of the main radio transmission, but I'll continue at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com right now.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.